Good Tuesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you in studio. I have Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Commissioner and Mayor Pro Tem Mike Dotson. City Commission meeting tonight on Points Avenue, Manhattan City Hall, starts at 7 o'clock. You can catch it live on Cox Cable Channel 3. It'll also be streamed on the city's website, thecityofmhk.com/TV. Of course, you can also just go old-fashioned, check it out in person. And Ron, you kind of looked ahead a little bit to next week, which will be a work session, the fifth work session on the budget, as we're getting close to time to get that formulated. And Commissioner Dotson, just wanted to get your thoughts on how the budget process is going so far for Manhattan.
Well, I think it's going pretty well. I mean, the city staff always does a great job in providing information, and this is a tough year because, you know, you budget ahead and you think things are going to come out a certain way, and they don't quite work out that way. They have done a lot of things to change. We just haven't sat there and watched it happen. But for the next budget, one of the things we wanted to make sure is that we have an adequate cash balance, and adequate for me was about $2 million. And one of the reasons you do that that's kind of hidden from the public is that when the city wants to bond or the city has an audit of some kind, they have certain standards that they like to see. Even though Manhattan overall is very strong, they still have standards that they wish to apply. So if the cash balance dwindles too low, they begin to wring their hands a little bit. And we want to make sure that they don't have to consider that, that they just look at us as we really are. The other one is when we look across the entire Riley County, so that includes the USD, Riley County, and City of Manhattan, that also includes RCPD in there, and you look at the totality of the possible mill rate increases, we have to do our part to make sure that that is minimized as much as possible. So what we've asked is, let's look into the future and make sure we know something about the future so that we just don't sit on our hands and reduce everything. We do the wise things that enable us to have the ability to spring into the future when it actually comes, all those things we've been talking about for a couple of years now. So we're in a bit of a flat spot, but we're very positive about the future, and we want to set up the mill rate this year to help that in this flat spot, and also to not do anything to affect the near-term future.
Brady Bowman with you here with Commissioner and Mayor Pro Tem Mike Dotson, also City Manager Ron Fear here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And during the break, Ron, we were talking a little bit about a planning board committee and a pretty key meeting that just happened that I think will have a lot of interest for folks.
Yeah, planning board met last night, and their primary item on the general agenda was a public hearing to consider rezoning for the proposed preliminary development plan of the Aggieville Hotel PUD, and this was the proposed courtyard by Marriott that'll be proposed to be constructed on 12th Street there in Aggieville up to the corner lot, as well as the city parking lot that the city agreed to sell to them for that particular unit. It's a 127-room, five-story hotel with a parking structure on about a 0.87-acre tract of land. That's the current zoning is C3, commercial development, and this is to a planned unit development zoning designation for the hotel. It is in conformance with the Aggieville plan relative to trying to bring more multi-story structures kind of on the perimeter of Aggieville. Definitely, you know, it's right there on Bluemont Avenue, and there was some discussion at the planning board meeting last night. However, at the end, the planning board voted unanimously to recommend approval of this particular development and rezoning by a vote of 7-0.
It seems like there has been some activity there on that lot. It seems like some land clearing
and some leveling. Hopefully start doing some grading once this goes through. This will next come to the City Commission at their August meeting.
We have about 2.5 minutes left in the program, and Just real quick, Commissioner Dotson, you're also Riley County Law Board member, and they've had some meetings at last Thursday and Friday, one here in Manhattan, then another one, or that was the input meetings in Manhattan Thursday, then Leonardville Friday, then had a meeting, regularly scheduled July Law Board meeting in Riley, a little different yesterday.
Yeah, I think for all of us on the Law Board, it was an enjoyable meeting. From the perspective of being somewhere where we hadn't been and probably should have been a long time ago. So we've made an effort to begin having these meetings around the county so that we have better access to the citizens of Riley County. Obviously, the RCPD serves the entire county and not just the city. So it's an opportunity for them to see what the Law Board does and also to speak about the issues that might be of interest to them that they might not have talked about before. So hopefully we'll have some more of those and get around the county and in every place we can.
I know we had a phone call that just went in and just out of time. Yeah. Just out of time. I have to save that idea. So, or just go to the commission meeting and yeah. You can just ask commissioners then.
Yeah, I would just like to follow up on the hotel that Ron sure. just talked about. I mean, this, for all of those who have been around a long time, this will fundamentally change the skyline of Aggieville and Bluemont Avenue.
Because how many stories is this going to be? It's going to be a little
five
yeah. stories.
Yeah, so this Aggieville concept, which people can still see online, is fundamentally different along that corridor. And then Morrow, of course, is designed to maintain kind of the historic character that it has now and perhaps be a little bit more family-oriented. But this is the first step in what we think will be some real development down there with interested parties.
Very good. Well, out of time, but we covered it all.
Hey. Allen Road, open Friday.
There we go. That's the great spot to end it. Linda is happy.
Absolutely. Manhattan, a lot of other folks out here.
Right. Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Commissioner and Mayor Pro Tem Mike Dotson, thanks so much for coming on again. That City Commission meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock in Manhattan City Hall. If you missed any of this episode of In Focus, it will be posted online on demand at newsradiokman.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.